Professional Weirdo Podcast again. Originally, this was going to be daily or some kind of daily, but I've been so busy. It's been a week, monthly. But yeah, so I shipped Nightmare Puppeteer, my game that makes animations, about a month ago. It's on Steam. Just look up Nightmare Puppeteer. I just updated it actually yesterday. I did a live stream on YouTube while I was updating it. And I was able to implement a couple little things that people asked for in the live stream. And then YouTube took down my live stream while I was doing it. And you know when they do that, they don't give you a reason. It was like, because maybe copyright infringement or maybe violation or maybe. So yeah, fuck YouTube. So I've been wanting to do it for a long time. Because you know, I was raised, I mean, I wasn't a kid. I was like in college. Or like right when I got out of high school is the first time I got on the internet, which was Web 1.0. Which was cool because it was all weird and wacky, and it was really, there was no normies. It was just people who had particular interests, and they had websites about these interests, you know, so like filmmaking was a thing. And when I first got on the internet, I was on the news groups, which are, I think they're BBS systems. But that was really cool. You know, it seemed like the internet was small back then. But yeah, things were unique, and there were just like passionate people. It took effort, it took know-how to make a website or to even, you know, get online and do shit. So the bar was set higher. So, and kind of like maybe because the people that were on there early came from the age of writing letters. So you had totally different etiquette. So people were polite for the most part, you know, the places I were, in the way that they wrote and the way that they interacted, and it was nice. Like, I learned how to write letters when I was a kid, so I guess I had that etiquette too. And you know, like you kind of you took things like forms of communication like email more seriously, and they like more formal, you know. And on, like I know in the last year, this dude I kind of knew, younger dude who's like a phone addict, whatever, would just send me emails that the whole email, no subject, an email would just say "What's up?" It's just like what. So I know that's normal, whatever, but I still think it's fucking retarded. Because you're communicating nothing other than pay attention to me, and I'm like a professional. I'm not gonna pay attention to you for what, dude? Like, what are you doing? But then that's why I have very few friends. Only friends I have are people that I can learn from, professionals, people that are working at a high level doing something. Because yeah, as you get older, you realize just hanging out, like we all want to hang out sometimes, but you know, having friends that you're spending a lot of time with, if they can't contribute anything to your knowledge, to helping you and your experience, whatever, blah, 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 then they're more fucking trouble than they're worth. And when you're not afraid to be alone, like I am, I'm not afraid to be alone, spend a lot of time in my life alone, then, you know, it's better to be by yourself than with people you don't like being around that much. So anyway, so yeah, so I decided, because YouTube's been a fucking dumpster fire for a long time. You know, I've been on it since it started in 2005. Like when I first joined, there was nothing on there. And, you know, early on, I was putting my film stuff on there. And YouTube kind of used me as like the filmmaker on YouTube, which was cool. I mean, I think they paid. Yeah, they flew me out to a couple events and paid for shit. And, but it was a different thing back then. There were real human beings that were curating it and just could do things because they like stuff or whatever. And then, you know, Google bought it and just algorithms, and now it's just a fucking dumpster fire. And the thing it reminds me of, actually, YouTube and all the video sharing sites I've looked at now. I haven't watched television in 20 years, and I'm not being, I'm not exaggerating. Like, I decided to stop watching TV, like, when I graduated from college or sometime around then, because I realized how horrible it was for me. And, but what I remember when I still did watch TV when I was a teenager, you know, that was before there was all 24-hour TV programming. I guess cable still had it, but anyway, like after 1 a.m., pretty much all the channels turned into infomercials, which, and to me, watching them back then seemed like hell, like, because it was just all so empty and all just for money and all just fake fucking smiles and people lying to get your money and them telling you what's wrong with you. And if you buy their plastic bullshit or whatever, it'll fix it and then you'll be happy. It's just hell. It seemed like hell to me. And so now when I look at YouTube, like when I just go to the front page of YouTube or a fucking YouTube video and see the related videos or whatever, when I go to a new video sharing site and I just look at the videos that are on there, it's all fucking, it's a dumpster fire. It's all just nonsense. It reminds me of the infomercials. It's like 2 a.m. infomercials on all these sites. It's just all this shit with people just trying to make money off the dumbest things and gossip, you know, monetize, join my Patreon and I'll fucking, we'll have 8 people analyze the body language of this celebrity. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Or I'm going to open this box or a review of this thing. Like everything, you know, like my stance, you're like, well, everyone has to make money. Well, true. But like my stance on it, you know, with creating things, I mean, I'm a fucking artist. I'm a creator. I'm not just some person who, you know, makes fucking videos about opening boxes or reviewing shit because I can actually create original things. But even on my side, I'm just like, do something else for money and then keep that pursuit pure. But, you know, it's all flooded with fucking affiliate marketing, multi-level marketing, fucking people, blah, blah, blah. Just, you know, it's that whole attitude. It's just dirty. It feels dirty to me. So it feels wrong. So when things feel and have felt dirty and wrong to me through my life, I walk away from them. I don't just stay there, because if you do, it taints you. And when it taints you and it fucking taints your soul, when it smears your soul or dirties your soul, your spirit, you know, you can't wash that off. So I move away. So what I did, I went on my YouTube channel and I removed all my films, my short animations. I removed everything except for Nightmare Puppeteer tutorials, because Nightmare Puppeteer, the game, links to those and uses a playlist on YouTube, and I don't want to, you know, fuck the people over who got Nightmare Puppeteer. I left trailers on there for my films and for my stuff, and I left music videos that I did for other people, because I did it for them, and they might still link to them or something. But I removed all my films, all my videos. I think I had like 800 on there or something, because it's just like, yeah, YouTube's a dumpster fire, and I received an email from them today, like a new policy where we're going to put ads on everything, even if you didn't agree. And I didn't have ads on any of my videos, and so they're going to put ads on everything. And, you know, I just think about even having your work on there, it'd be like, oh, at least people see it. But, you know, the way you see stuff matters. Like, you can taint shit. It's like, you know, I was lucky enough growing up, even though we were poor, and, you know, we would go to the they had movies, the Almaden Twin here in San Jose. It was like $2 for 2 movies. They were like older movies, but when like poor people, like what we would do in my sister's friends' families, like we would go to the movie theater on a Saturday right when they opened, like 11 a.m. or whatever, and we'd stay till like 8 p.m. and just watch movies all day, like bring like a fucking garbage bag of popcorn and bologna sandwiches and stuff. And it was so cool just to be me as a little kid, and my mom left me alone, and I could just walk into any theater I wanted and sit there and watch a movie on a big screen. No ads, no commercials, no interruptions. You know, people were respectful. Everyone was quiet. And, you know, to me and as a kid, it was like being in a dream, and like that was so cool. And I'm sure that influenced me to want to make films, because I remember those experiences. And just for example, like, a different experience, like in Iceland. I've been to a couple movies in Iceland now, and when I went and saw a movie there, I was shocked, because in the middle of the movie, they just turn the lights on in the theater and play commercials on the screen. And in Iceland, it's just a thing, like, oh yeah, you get up and you go to the bathroom or you buy some more shit. And but it just totally fucking wrenches you out of the experience, out of the movie. It ruins it. And I was like, oh, that's probably why. I mean, Iceland's a, you know, there's only 300,000 people, but I was like, that's why there's nobody really doing anything powerful in Iceland with film. I know there's famous filmmakers, but, you know, you do anything in Iceland, they fucking promote you because it's so tiny. But there's nobody that's like, ah, you know, some fucking epic director. Like today, you know, like Yorgos Lanthimos from Greece, or, you know, Todd Solondz in the U.S. Or some of these Japanese directors I like. And I think the way you experience the media or the art form as a child or in your formative years, of course, you know, that taints or shapes your experience of that thing as you get older. So I was like, I had a pure experience watching movies uninterrupted, whatever. So to get back to YouTube, so ads everywhere. Why did I take my movies off there? Well, I imagine some kid, they're not even going to be using a computer on a big screen. They're probably going to be on a phone or an iPad. Say they randomly discover something I made, and then a fucking ad pops up for ass me medicine or something. You know, just fucking ruins it. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to be a part of that. I'm not trying to make money on YouTube. I'm not doing it. I don't have a Patreon. I don't have any of that bullshit. I just wanted to display my works there, right? But now they're gonna jam ads on it. So fuck you, YouTube. So and you know the same might happen to this platform I'm on right now, Anchor. You know, that's what always happens. It's kind of like, you know, the I'm here in Silicon Valley, like the model. Like you start something and you're, oh, we're free, nope. Or I would rather pay for something like YouTube if they would just leave you the fuck alone and not censor your shit and not put ads on it. So I'm not against paying, but I just mean we're open, we're about sharing, we're about this. And then when I get the user base, then they just turn into the or get purchased by a soulless corporation, or they're, you know, they're just shaking their ass for VC to try to get fucking, you know, funding, and then eventually go public. And then once they go public, get the funding, everything just goes out the window, and you see who they really are in these company sites and services, where it's like they don't give a fuck about anybody. They don't give a fuck about creativity or art or culture. They don't care about people. They just care about money. And like, here's an example. So Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man or whatever, started Amazon, right? And at first, Amazon only sold books. And you know, for the longest time, I was like, oh, well, he must have liked books, right? At least, yeah, he loved books, right? And I saw some interview, and he was like, oh, the reason we did books is because it was the product category with the most number of individual items or whatever. So he didn't give a fuck about books. It was just the smartest business decision to make the most money, Bob. He's just another fucking materialist asshole. No soul, no spirit, just money, money, hang it to money, monetize, build bigger, bigger, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, where does that lead you? Fucking nowhere, that's where. Oh, it leads you to be richest man. Bitch is richer than you. I don't give a fuck if you don't have your soul. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter. I'd look that dude in the face and tell him that to his face. He's fucking broke. He's broke. How do I know that? Well, when you have a soul and a strong spirit like I do, and you've lived long enough to be through some shit, been around the world a couple of times, seen different people, you're not impressed by this and that, you know, you kind of just know. So yeah, so Ship Nightmare Puppeteer updated it, did that shit with YouTube just now. And actually my because if you didn't know, if you're using any of Google's services or any of these giant fucking tech silo companies like Google, Apple, fucking Microsoft, whatever, the free services, even the pay ones, actually, they could just fucking revoke your membership or ban your accounts for nothing. They don't even tell you why. So I was already moving. I've been using Gmail forever, and I already had moved. I started moving over to Proton Mail. So I just gotta migrate everything over to there. And then I was hosting my website m.strange on Google Sites, but I just moved that over today too. So I use Card, Carrd. I started using that for Nightmare Puppeteer site and then some other stuff. So I just moved my personal site over to that. So if you want to find my stuff from now, from the dumpster fire, shitty web 2.0 age, for however much longer it lasts before all these companies go obsolete, just go to my website, m.strange.com. And then when Web 3.0 launches, I'll be all over that shit. So yeah, that's going to be built on inside Ethereum. That's just what I think. That's, you know, where things are pointing towards. And not everything will be free. It'll be microtransactions, micropayments. So I don't know, but you know, the things will be cheap enough so it's not really a big deal. So to use something like YouTube, you'd probably pay like $20 a year or something. Which I'm fine with, because if you've ever looked into the data and the metrics as to how much we are worth on, say, YouTube or Facebook or Instagram, you know, when you're being monetized and your data is being monetized, mined and monetized by third parties through the corporation that owns it, It's a lot more money. You're worth a lot more money than $20. So, yeah. So all that aside, I started working on a new animated feature film called M-Doll. Dude, I forgot to link that off my website. If you go to my website, then click on my GitHub link and then look at my repos. Look for the M-Doll one, and then there's a wiki on there. I know you might say, well, that's like three clicks and I have to think. Well, if you can't even do that, go fuck yourself. Then you're just a lazy, you're just another lazy, worthless human, and we don't need you. The only people that need you are Apple and Google and Amazon, and so they can waste your life for money and you'll happily do it because they've overloaded you with information and you don't know what you want to do with your life. You don't know who you are. You don't know where you are. You don't know where you're going. And so you just look at the thing that's screaming at you loudest all the time, the biggest red arrow, blah, blah, blah. But that's how humans have been engineered. If you allow them to control you, so television, mobile phones, all the different app sites and services through the mobile phone. I don't watch television. I don't have a mobile phone, so I'm not subject to that shit. And you don't have to either. You know, you don't have to watch TV. You don't have to have a phone. And I know it's funny. It's like edgy. Like, he only has a flip phone. Oh, these people are going back to flip phones. And it's like, why don't you just fuck? You don't need one. Like, I use voice over IP on a computer. Like, it works fine. But it's like, oh, it's edgy. You got a flip phone. Like, get the fuck out of here. Whoa. You know, you don't have to have one. You know, the earth spun just fine before mobile phones. Like, hey, but what are you going to do? Most humans are just, you know, blind followers. Their ability to use critical thinking, problem solving has been destroyed by the fucking screens they're staring at all day. And that's part of what the new movie I'm doing is about. It's a very, very dark movie, and it's sort of an allegory for where, what, how we got in this place we're in. Really excited to get started on it. I just finished the storyboards. 97 storyboard pages times 16 frames. Some have go over more, but probably roughly 1,300 shots I think this movie will be. And I'm planning to complete it within 3 to 4 months. The last movie I did with offline rendering, I Am Nightmare, I did from starting to write the script till having to finish film in 12 months. And that was using offline rendering and the slow animation process that I was using then. So now I have real-time rendering and a super fast animation process. And I've done tests already. I mean, I did 2.5 minutes of finished film in one day. So you can work fast in Unity. And yeah, that my M-Doll wiki, if you go to my GitHub page, I have a whole making of thing. I have the budget. You can see what I'm buying. I link to it. I tell you what I'm doing. It also links to a Unity forum thread that I put up asking people if they have any questions. No one has because, you know, making an original feature-length animated movie by yourself with a budget of less than $1,000. It's available to a lot of people, but you know, that's like just, I guess it probably just breaks people's brains. Like, oh, I can't do that. You can't do that. Well, how would I? Ah, so I'm trying to help people by put it out there, but I know they're scared. People are so scared, so easy. And we live in a big fucking scary fear time right now for various reasons, but I won't get into it because that'll probably get you banned on here. So, but yeah, when you don't have freedom of speech, you don't have freedom of thought, you don't have a free exchange and flow of ideas, whether one person thinks they're hate ideas or not, they're fucking just ideas, they're thoughts, you know? When some military today declares war on another military, they don't go fucking say mean things to them. They don't drop fucking dictionaries on their houses. They drop bombs and shoot them with bullets because that's what hurts and kills people. But, you know, we live in times of insanity. And me, M.Dot Strange, I'm normal now. I'm like the voice of reason. Because, yeah, times have gone nutty. And no one's looking. No one's digging deep on their own. they just read a headline or watch a YouTube video, and then you're informed. It's like, get the fuck out of here. You're not. So, yeah, 20 minutes. You can record up to 30 minutes. All right. So let me go look and see. Oh, shit. A bunch of messages in the Discord. What the fuck? That was my real voice I made right now. Nah, I'm just kidding. Professional Weirdo Podcast. Post questions here. Oh, shit. There's questions. Blah, blah, blah. This one's already answered. Do. Any organization advice for making animated movies? Scar Muse asks, just go to the making of for my new movie. I answer all that shit. And if you have a question, go to the Unity forum and post and I'll answer it. What advice do you have about health supplements? Is vitamin D an important supplement to take? Yeah, D3 is. I've been taking it for years. And apparently it helps with the common cold and flu and strengthens your immune system and actually helps you heal and all this shit. So, yeah, if you have specific stuff, just ask me in the Discord because I could do another fucking 20 minutes on that. Not that I'm an expert, but I've been, like, I was raised on health food. My mom got into it before I was born. And I've always taken supplements and vitamins and stuff like that. And, yeah, they've been a huge part. Like, I probably take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I probably take 14 different supplements every day, like a whole handful of pills. And unlike Ray Kurzweil, who I saw in the documentary, he takes one at a time. He's all, yeah, I take them all at once. So I don't spend fucking 20 minutes taking pills. If you don't know who Ray Kurzweil is, he's known for creating synthesizers way back when. And then somehow he's like, became the expert of, he created transhumanism. The Age of Spiritual Machines was one of his famous books and whatever. He's just this fucking deluded old guy who has no soul and he's afraid to die. So he's trying to make transhumanism will live forever. And it's like, yeah, dude, we'll live forever with your boring ass fucking life. No thanks. Will your movie have two versions like Heartstring Marionette, Indica Edit, and MDoc Music Edit? Probably not. So the composer of my second animated feature film, Heartstring Marionette, has shown interest in doing the music for this one, but we'll see how it pans out, and probably not. It'll probably just have one soundtrack, because I'm also going to produce a feature-length documentary in 2021. It has something to do with animation and serial killers. And yeah, so I'll be real busy doing MDoll, an animated feature film, the other one a feature-length documentary, but I'm just producing that one, so I'm not I'm not gonna edit it. I'm not gonna have too much hands-on. I might direct it. I'm still talking to the dude, so I'll probably direct it, but he'll edit it and I'll just be producer, director, whatever. And I'm gonna make a new game. I started on the skeleton for a new game I'm gonna sell on Steam. And it's really fucking stupid, but I'm sure it'll be the most popular game thing I ever made, because it's definitely something that people want, even though no one's done this premise before. But yeah, it's going to be a fast thing. I'm not going to spend years on it. I'll do it in 6 months. But my plan is to work on MDoll Monday through Friday and then work on this game Saturday and Sunday. And then I'll have, like, conference calls with the guy who's going to be editing and doing the post shit on the documentary. I'm going to go with them on one of the shoots, because the main subject of the documentary is not that far away. And I want to meet him and talk to him and stuff and hang out for a bit. But, yeah, it's a documentary. It has something to do with animation, weirdos. And there'll be some voiceovers and stuff from me in it, because, you know, I'm pretty sure that if I didn't make all the stuff I've made, I would have been a serial killer. I don't, like, disclose everything, all my thoughts and, like, my normal thought process. And, yeah, so it's going to be a busy 2021, but I'm going to I started production in the MDoll movie already. I did the first sequence, which was that 2.5 minutes I was telling you about. But now that the storyboarding's done, I'm going into that. So, yeah, I just want to jump on here and make a new episode for anybody that's still following this. If you have any questions, go into the Discord for this. It's linked on the podcast page and just ask whatever about anything I do or whatever. As you hear, I'm talking about a bunch of shit. So thanks for listening. Keep your spirit strong. Keep your soul intact. Keep your spirit up. Nobody talks about the spirit or the soul in the West anymore because fucking everyone has lost theirs. No one has a soul and they fucking have super, super low spirit, little tiny spirits. They get stomped down and just fucking, yeah. So, anyway, thanks for listening and next time, goodbye.
Yeah! Do it for the money, do it for the call of it all. Swing like a back in time and say fuck y'all. You cry and whine, just wanna be stars. All shining over and they say, Dad, can you drop me Pixar? Cause I got blue hair and I'm hella gay. Coming from nowhere, coming from nothing. And I'll beat the motherfucking stuffing out of anyone in this world. Got transformer or girl, when it comes to this creative shit. Wanna take me on, better make some movies and I make spit. Make some motherfucking games, I was staying fit for the dames. Like I said a long time ago, I don't stack paper. I spit rhymes, code lines, stack animation frames. Wanna compete with me, you better be a fucking beast. I'm a beast. From the west to the east.